Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Penny Peep Show.
I built that ship for one purpose. Under a promise to bring me the Pirate Queen.
And Governor, believe me, when she sails into Port Henry...
We made it! Port Henry!
One step closer to getting our lads back, Captain.
If she can trick the guards.
I'm a priest, and I was hoping to gain entry into Port Henry with my non-friends.
Get through the civilians.
And into the fort.
To the fort! Fall in, pirates!
Aye, Captain!
I'm not a pirate.
Well... We do have one last surprise for her.
Mary Merton? Is that you?
Aye, Captain Conway. Tis I.
Who is that?
She's the other pirate queen.
Come gather up, lads, and I'll tell ye a tale of the most fearsome pirate to ever set sail.
The sound of her name makes a sailor go pale.
For she is the pirate queen.
Her throne is a ship from which she seeks her glory.
She leaves no survivors, but many a story.
Don't you cross her path or your end will be gory. She's vicious, the Pirate Queen.
You mean other pirate queens?
There are any number of pirate queens. They coexist by not discussing it, never meeting, and pretending the other pirate queens don't exist.
Captain Mary Merton, I haven't seen you since I blowed up your ship and kicked you off mine for laughing at my being in love.
How's that love treating you then?
I'm here to rescue him, actually.
And if that ain't love...
Still scoffing, I see. If we were on my ship, I'd give you such a kick off it.
Whatever happened to your ship? Oh, that's right. I sank it, I did, on my new big black beauty, the Behemoth Bitch.
That's the ship that's been sinking other pirate ships.
And then taking them back to the governor to be executed.
Oh, is that what he's been doing? Oh, no.
Why would you betray your fellow pirates in such a way?
For money.
But then, if you've been... What about...
Money answers most things. Of course, catching you, Alice. That's personal.
Why would a colony governor say we are pirates?
Who's this? A pirate priest?
I'm not a pirate priest.
He's a pirate deacon.
You know that old saying? Set a pirate to catch a pirate?
No.
Besides, the governor's interest ain't pirates. It's pirate.
His interest isn't pirates, it's pirate.
He's after you, Alice. And he'll be dead pleased with me. And you'll just be dead.
Where is Mr. Boone and the rest of the lads?
Now there's a story.
Bloody tell it then.
Starts not too long ago in this very cell.
Keep it down, you pugnacious piss stains.
I'm not a piss stain, Mr. Boone.
Good use of pugnacious, Mr. Boone.
Shut up! Mr. Boone is coming up with ideas to get us out of our pickle, lads. Just give him some quiet. Oh,
be
quiet.
I appreciate that, Jim lad.
I'm hoping you'll come up with an idea soon, Mr. Boone. Only... It's been weeks, it has.
Well, ideas is not my métier, Jim, lad. You're the cabin boy. You're meant to be the ideas having sort.
I has my best ideas in the throes of sexual satiation. Remember when that curse took my deck? Didn't have a good idea for weeks.
Well, go and take a minute in the corner and start thinking.
Is your only idea to have the cabin boy masturbate?
Listen, Italian lad. If you're gonna be a pirate, then you'd best get used to our pirating ways. Pirates curse and spit and masturbate. In corners, strictly for the purpose of idea having mind.
Not that strictly.
I am not a pirate. I'm a privateer.
I don't rightly know the difference.
You're in a cell like a pirate, likely to get executed like one too.
And it's a lonely cell for fancy Italian fellas, but full of mates if you're a pirate.
Dandy words, Jim lad, and not a one of them about escaping this cell. Surely you have some ideas, lad.
I know the Duchess lives in Port Henry, Mr. Boone.
I had lots of good ideas with the Duchess.
There's also Mr. Bing's dressmaking shop.
That dressmaker the captain paid off with a bag of rubies.
He did say we're always welcome in his shop.
Neither one of those plans is good to us when we're still locked
up! What do you expect, Mr. Boone? I haven't sailed my sloop into a welcoming wharf in weeks! Oh, I don't mean to raise my voice, Mr. Boone. It's the frustration getting to me. The sexual frustration.
I guess we're relying on that other cabin boy.
It was a good notion Robbie lad had, using his lordly charms to ask the governor for a pardon.
And them knobs tend to get along with each other.
And that is why, Governor Maybeck, I'd appreciate continuing my blissful life as a pirate under the pleasurable rule of the Pirate Queen.
I see that, Lord Prince.
I don't want to wax too lyrical, given everything that happened between myself and your daughter Mirabel, the one to whom I was briefly engaged.
I remember.
Just before her death. At the engagement ball.
I am so grateful, Lord Prince, for the opportunity to talk to you face to face. I can't tell you how I've enjoyed this.
Oh, the feeling's mutual, Governor Maybeck.
You are welcome to live as a pirate, my lord. You can die as one as well. In fact, I'm quite looking forward to it.
Oh, I take it clemency is off the table?
How'd it go, my lord?
Commodore Parrot, I don't think that went well.
My deepest apologies, my lord.
Thank you, Commodore Good Sir. He's a lot more violent than I remember him.
He's a man of simple tastes.
He likes killing pirates.
Easy to keep happy.
We just keep giving him pirates.
Can we see you to your cell, my lord?
I can see myself back.
Look who's coming.
It's Robbie Ladd, back from the governor's office.
Back away from the bars, you lot. Ralph, get the door.
Yeah.
In you go.
There's really no need to push.
Light shoving and surly grunting is all part of the prison experience. Isn't that right, Ralph?
Yeah.
Talk, Robbie lad.
Turns out the governor is quite bloodthirsty. He used to be a lovely man back when I knew him, before his daughter was murdered by pirates. I wonder what changed.
So no clementines?
Bread and water, I'm afraid.
He meant clemency.
No, none of that either.
We have to do something, Mr. Boone. The lads are getting more agitated by the day.
No ideas yet then, Jim lad?
Not even after a few minutes in the corner.
They're gonna hang us till we're dead. Oh, and he's gonna chop us up into little bits.
Just into quarters.
How is that better?
It's like Bantanay versus a Julienne.
What if you worked together?
Quieten down, lads. The Italian has something to say.
You are relying on the ideas and masturbation of a single cabin boy.
Ooh, it is a lot of work for one person.
Maybe together you could come up with a plan.
No, that's the best idea anyone's had in days.
Agreed, Robbie lad. Go on, Italian.
There is no go on. Just work together. Come up with ideas together.
Ah, the corner's a bit small for all of us.
No interrupting the Italian. No masturbating during crew meetings, and no interrupting the Italian with masturbating during this crew meeting. So, lads, let's make like the Italian. What ideas we got to work with?
Did you hear that, Ralph?
Yeah.
They're plotting. They're coming up with a plan. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Run along and have a word with the Commodores. We best be taking some preventative action.
So we've ruled out disguises.
Swapping clothes would just put us in different pirates' clothes.
We've ruled out seducing the guards.
I'm sorry, Mr. Boone. It would break Doc's heart.
And we lack the tools for lockpicking.
You ain't whittling down my peg penis. It's mine. I say where it goes.
Oh, come on, boys.
This has not gone as I had hoped.
Serves us right for having a crew of delightful idiots.
Well, 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 girls. Look what I found.
It's a cell full of naughty boys.
The wickedest boys, wouldn't you say, girls?
Hey, what's going on? What's all these wenches doing in here?
Commodore's decided to treat you to a brace of the highest quality union lasses going spare. Isn't that right, Ralph?
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself, lads.
quiet. We're not interrupting something important.
Oh, there's nothing more important than this.
You're a sweet one. Come here.
Focus, Jim, lad.
Sorry, Mr. Boone.
Damn it, lads. We've got more important things to be doing than fornicating.
Handsome devil like you. Tired of fornicating? Sounds like you ain't doing it right.
I've got a girl on the outside what I'm saving my fornicating for.
A girl in your prison cell is worth two in your marital bed.
I think that's bigamy.
I'm not known for my wordplay.
You're known for your fornicating, I'm guessing.
Now you're getting it.
No, I ain't getting nothing. Jim, lad, get up, you randy bastard.
I'm here, Mr. Boone.
Come back, pretty little man.
And look.
There, that's my dress you're snatching.
I found myself disguised, Mr. Boone.
Good work, Jim, lad.
Got our union card, too.
Hey.
I'm mightily impressed, Jim, lad.
Thanks, Mr. Boone.
Why is it so sticky?
Got all quiet in there?
Yeah.
Seems like we settled them down all right then. The Commodores will be pleased.
Yeah.
Cup of tea, Ralph?
Yeah.
Yoo-hoo.
Hello there, miss.
Oh.
You down in there? Then let me get my keys out. Appreciate the hard work. I don't envy Ralph. He'll be pushing them up around that cell later. Isn't that right, Ralph?
Yeah.
Come on out there, miss.
Tar very much, lads.
Wait, it's one of them pirates.
Ah!
They're down, lads.
Let's get out of it.
Grandfather!
Shouldn't we come up with the rest of the plan?
Aye, we've not thought further than dressing like prostitutes.
Why have we dressed like prostitutes?
It's a disguise, I think. And at least we're all dressed up like prostitutes together, as per your plan.
There should be more steps to the plan.
For starters, we should tie up these wardens.
There's plenty of rope. I should stay behind to truss them up.
Are you sure, Dodgy Rod?
There's many who are good at tying down sails and the like, but I'm good at tying down men. Leave it to me, Mr. Boone.
Then after the rest of the lads.
Oi, Mr. Boone.
Hey.
Here, pirate. You can't leave us tied up like this.
Sorry, ladies. Nothing personal, but I've got wardens to sort out.
Surely there's something we can tempt you with.
There's literally nothing. Now pipe down so I can work. We've made it to the courtyard!
Let's head to the kitchens. Kitchens have comings and goings. Kitchens have exits.
Kitchens have screaming hysterical people.
There's the magazine! I could find a real pretty cannon, stuff her full of black powder, and blow a big beautiful hole in the side of the fort.
And get the attention of every marine with a gun in the whole fort?
We have to find the women's prison, so's I can save my lady love.
Who?
Filthy Jill. She may smell like the armpit of hell, but
what?
Dunno. She just do, don't she?
Listen up, you disputatious shipworms! Don't nobody move a muscle nowhere till we have a proper plan!
Hello, prison people! Prison attendants! It's me, Commodore Parrot, checking up on how those union wenches went. Hello? You're not a prison attendant.
I am.
Then why are you tying up the other prison attendant?
Sex game gone wrong?
Oh, I don't think I believe you.
This is what you thought would happen when you said we should work together?
I meant do it one at a time.
Shut up! The Italian had another great idea.
It really isn't that
great. No time for humbling. Tell him your plan.
Speak one at a time.
Oh. That idea gets two thumbs up from me.
Speak quickly before we land ourselves back in trouble.
There's been a breakout.
There, in the courtyard.
Too late.
Everyone,
to the kitchen.
No.
To the magazine.
Wait.
I'm coming, my vials.
We still don't have a plan.
What's going on in here?
Excuse me. This is a prison. You can't be barging in dressed as a union girl and start barking questions. Isn't that right, Martha?
Yeah.
I'm looking for women. Names of Filthy Jill and Putrid Polly.
Not the time to be paying visits. Isn't that right, Martha?
Yeah.
Shearer, where the bloody hell are you going?
I found Filthy Jill.
Did you intend to?
She is part of the crew, Mr. Boone. She deserves a rescuing.
Here, you can't be rescuing.
You want your skull caved in or to hand your keys over easy? Like, your choice.
Since you put it like that, here you go. Do you mind if we act like we've been head punched for the look of things?
Go on then.
Ow! Me head! Down I go!
Yeah.
Filthy Jill, my love. It is I, sure as Shearer.
I have come. My berries!
Been too f***ing long since I got a crotch kicking.
I can't wait to stretch my legs into the soft underbelly of a man.
Me nuts, me danglers, me soft skin jigglers.
Filthy Jill, putrid Polly.
You broke us out. Where's the rest of the f***ing plan?
I haven't figured that part out yet.
Mr. Boone, I found the front gate. I reckon we could slip out, but we gotta hurry.
I think they're down here.
Fall in, man.
Quick, lad, to the front gate.
Leave me behind, Mr. Boone.
All right.
I'm too weak to... Oh, the left.
Mr. Boone, you made it!
I give two thumbs up for our escape!
And our fine ladies made it out too. Noted.
We have a plan, Mr. Boone. We leave the fort and hide amongst the citizens of Port Henry secretly.
As long as they don't have a problem with how we're dressed.
They'll just mistake us as particularly hairy prostitutes.
That's the problem.
It's every woman's right to choose.
And you can think on that, Italian, on our way to our hideout, Mr. Bing's shop.
Ah, fine plan for us to stick to. They won't have a clue where we've gone.
Oh my God, pirates?
Well, they look like union girls to me.
They're pirates in dresses.
Run for your life, pirates in dresses.
Run away!
Wait, lads!
There goes the plan.
Bugger.
Let's talk about X, baby.
Crappy relationships, the bane of our collective existence. But what do we learn from our mistakes?
I'm relationship columnist Liz Best.
And I'm funny guy Tom Harris.
Ghosts of Boyfriends Past will chat to guests about love gone wrong and take you on a journey through the funny, tragic, horrifying...
And sometimes just plain bonkers stories about that crazy little thing called love. It's like a group therapy session.
With two people completely unqualified to be leading it. New episodes drop fortnightly on Thursday, so join in to hear tales of heartbreak and woe and hopefully wind up a little wiser or drunker for it.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
Hello, friends! Creator of the podcast, Kieran here. Thank you for listening to the latest episode of The Pirate Queen. This is, I suppose, technically, the Christmas episode, which pirates are... Well, we've got some Christmas episodes in the vault. Why not check out A Christmas Satan or the Bert and Maggie musical Christmas special from a few years ago? You've got options, that's all I'm saying. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this episode of The Pirate Queen. Are you enjoying the return of the lads? Are you missing the Pirate Queen's dulcet tones? Head to the episode description, click on those links, and let us know. As you savor the rest of this episode, know that your feedback means the world to us. Merry Christmas or happy holidays, depending on your preference. Thanks again for being part of the Pirate Queen journey. Enjoy the rest of the episode, and until next time, bye.
Are you all right back here? Anything I can get for you?
We're fine, Mr. Bing.
Thank you for taking us in, Mr. Bing.
I'm frankly relieved at the excitement. Draping fat biddies in decadent fabric isn't the same once you've done it whilst on the wrong end of a sword.
You don't have something for us to wear?
Oh, I've got some lovely silk damask in.
I was thinking trousers.
I interest you in a gown?
I would prefer trousers.
Ugh, customer. It's one of yours.
Jim, lad.
How'd it go, lad?
I've written that note over to the Duchess.
And this old woman, she will help?
She's never turned me down before.
I suppose the rest of the lads are still scattered about town.
So much for working together.
It was a good plan, I tell you.
You are very encouraging of what is barely a plan. More a concept than anything.
A concept marred only by its execution.
And the dresses.
I rather enjoy dressing up on occasion.
I forgot what dresses does to him.
The only one sluttier than Jim Lad is Jim Lad pretending to be a girl. So who are we waiting for?
Wigget, Cannonball George, Dodgy Raj, and Sure as Sheer didn't make it out of the fort.
Tiptoe, Hangdog, and the lad Toby are still missing.
And Filthy Jill and Putrid Polly, they're missing too.
The missing is such a strong word. Absent, let us say.
Well, at least all us important pirates made it. Two thumbs up for that.
Why do you keep saying that?
Because I have two thumbs. thumbs. I used to have one, and then I got the second one back.
All right.
I'm two thumb Tom. I used to be one thumb Tom.
Yeah, we got it.
Now I'm two thumb Tom, because I has two thumbs.
Shut up!
We need to be heading out of Port Henry as fast as possible.
We need to go where all pirates end up.
Is that the volcano with the hat?
I meant a ship! To open waters, we need to get to the docks.
We need the other lads first.
They maybe cannot find Mr. Bing's shop.
Or perhaps they misheard and went somewhere else.
Head to Mr. Bing's. How much clearer could it be?
Are you all right back there? Anything I can get for you?
No, Miss Turbing.
You've been very gracious, Miss Turbing.
I love this bonnet you made, what I took without your permission.
Toby, lad, don't be stealing our nice host's pretty nice hat.
Please, keep the hat. Just don't hurt me.
Thanks, Miss Turbing.
Tiptoe, you sure this is the place? The lads should have been here by now.
Of course I'm sure. I'm the navigator, ain't I?
He's only the navigator, because he's tall, Miss Turbing. He can see further.
Shut your mouth, Toby, lad. Go tweak Miss Turbing's curtains. See if you can't spot any of the lads out the window.
As you say, Tiptoe. I don't see any lads. What I do see is a bunch of marines.
They don't know we're here.
They're getting mighty close.
They'll walk on by, no doubt.
Tiptoe, they're very, 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 very close.
Come out, pirates, with your hands where we can see them.
How did they find
the
us?
Trade.
Miss Turbing.
I just didn't want you wearing any more of my hats.
We've caught a few more, good sir.
Where's the first mate? Where's that lord? Where's the fancy Italian man? And why did they come to Miss Turbin's millinery?
And why are they all wearing dresses?
Move it, pirates.
How could you, Miss Turbing?
You were supposed to be our
she
friend.
She said we was always welcome in her
shop.
We
never did. It's not true.
What do you want doing with this lot, Commodores?
Take them away.
To the fort?
Oh, good idea. Yeah, take them there.
Come on, you pirates.
Betrayed. Oh, betrayed by a hat lady.
Why would pirates think they're friends with Port Henry's prissiest milliner?
Are you asking or thinking? Thinking, then.
Mr. Boone! Marines! Coming down the street!
Oh, no. What do we do?
We remember the Italian's mighty plan. Go on, Italian.
You are generous.
I said go on!
Work together.
Aye, that's it. What's the next step, Italian?
A rather splendid carriage has trundled up to my back door.
Who are?
The Duchess!
We need to hold off these Marines whilst we make our escape.
Simple enough.
You think the latch will hold them?
Mr. Bing, could we come in, please?
Try the door.
It's locked down.
Apparently so.
Open this door or we'll smash it in.
To the carriage.
Do it together.
Hurry, this way, lads. I could use some help here.
Oh, hold the door, Mr. Boone. So yous can escape.
Are you sure, Two Thumb Tom?
I have the thumb strength of one man with two thumbs.
Hold him as long as you can, you daft bastard.
I got you, Mr. Bing.
Jim, my sweet boy, I've missed you. Parts of you more than others.
Parts of me have missed you more than others too, Duchess. I've brought some of my friends.
Excuse us, lady.
Afternoon, Duchess.
A group of pirates? Well, I have always wondered.
Crack that whip! Get us to the dock! Why are you unbuttoning your dress, Duchess?
Oh, am I not reading the room correctly?
We made it, the docks.
Thank you again, Duchess.
Anything for you, my Jim. I shall now be summoning the Marines.
Don't do that, Duchess.
But Jim, should the Governor think I've been aiding pirates...
Can't you hit her on the head?
I like that we're thinking together, Italian.
I like it that you're so supportive.
Oh, ain't that nice?
I know a way to keep the Duchess quiet. I always knew it'd come to this. Get going, Mr. Boone. I'll be fine.
If you're sure, Jim, lad.
Will this keep you quiet, Duchess?
Now we sneak aboard the next departing ship and stay hidden till we're away from Port Henry.
Then we murder everyone aboard, find the captain, come back and rescue the rest of the lads.
We're really together in our thoughts now, lads. Let's be getting on with it.
They're
here at the dock somewhere, Parrot. I can sense it.
Trying to get out of Port Henry. I can't sense it. It's just sort of logical, really.
And that little one will pay for whatever he did to that old woman.
She was in tatters when we found her. Never seen a woman in such a state before.
Neither have I. Marines, spread out! They're here somewhere.
Aye, sir.
Aye, sir.
Yes, sir. Nothing here, sir.
They keep moving. Check the next ship over.
The Marines are moving on.
A close call. Come on, Italian. Out of that barrel.
We have nearly won our freedom.
Pity we lost most of the lads along the way.
Makes it easier to work together, though.
The lads' chaos is charming in its own way.
Ah, they're buggery, bollocky idiots.
They lack the necessary subtlety required of a successful prison break.
Brother, is that you?
Fiorenza? What a miracle to see you!
Dio mio! I come to rescue you. Instead, I find you working the dock.
Fiorenza, what work do you think I do standing around the docks wearing a skimpy dress?
Do you want me to answer that?
Keep your bloody voices down!
Remember, necessary subtlety.
We break out of prison. These are our disguises. We are hiding from Marines that even now patrol these walls.
Taverazanos, do not hide!
Can you shut your sister up?
Taverazanos, I never shut up. A Taverazanos stands and cries, I am Fiorenza da Verrazano. Stand against me and fall to my blade.
Did you say da Verrazano?
Si.
Oh, great. Wait here. I'll be right back.
Wait here for what?
I found them. They're over here.
Fiorenza, you are a complete idiot.
What do we do, Mr. Boone?
It's too late. So maybe you, Italian.
Fiorenza.
He means me. It is a kind of affectionate nickname he has for me.
You have to get out of here, Italian.
But the Marines, they gather to capture us.
They're only looking for one Italian. They can have your sister instead.
What do you mean by that?
See, I understand. One Italian for another.
Find the pirate queen. Tell her what's happened.
I do not know how to find your queen.
You have the spirit of a pirate, the subtle genius of a cabin boy, and the dress of a prostitute. I have faith in you.
I shall do my best, Mr. Boone.
I know you will. You had a good plan, Italian. Working together. My apologies that we couldn't see it through. Now get out of here.
There they are, my pirates.
Trust up. Just as you like them.
We caught them because of their constant bickering.
Governor, there has been a misunderstanding. If you could take these manacles off, I can explain.
Don't negotiate with the villain.
I'm not the villain. You are the villains. Brigands. Ruffians. Murderers.
We're pirates.
A choice that comes at a cost. And once I have your captain, you shall all pay that cost.
What cost is here?
He's going to kill us.
Have you executed?
There's a difference.
To the way you kill, yes. I shall be punishing you for your crimes, restoring justice to the world. I shall have you dragged to the gallows, hanged from your neck till your breath near leaves your body. I'll have my men rip off your genitals, slice you from balls to belly, and have your body hacked apart. And then I'll string you from the battlements of my fort like the bloodiest of paper dolls!
That is different to what we do.
Yeah, we kill people, but we don't delight in doing it.
I shall delight in every single hot, wet, screaming moment.
Would it change your mind if I said that I am not a pirate, but a privateer?
No. Apart from anything, I don't know the difference. Take them back to the cells, and seeing how they've chosen to disport themselves as union girls, lock them in the women's cells.
We're not ashamed about dressing like prostitutes. It's quite comfortable, actually.
Refreshing for the bollocks, I find.
Get them out of here! Throw these vermin back in their cage!
Unnecessary.
Rude. We're doomed.
You heard the governor. Take them to join the rest of their crew.
Marines, they are gone. With Fiorenza, too. I must find the pirate queen. But how am I to do it single-handedly?
Look, Jill, I caught a tasty f***.
freaking fish.
Ooh, aye, it's that sexy Italian.
Maybe single-handedly is better.
You're not going nowhere.
Oh, ladies, please, I must find the pirate queen.
We can kill two birds with one stone.
The first bird being the finding of our captain.
The second bird being your pelvis. We're gonna kill it dead.
So you see, Alice, you're too late. The governor couldn't risk another escape, so you can find your crew dangling off the battlements.
I can't believe it. My lads.
My Benny.
God rest their souls.
You're throwing good prayers after bad pirates, priest.
His name is Gil McGill.
No, it's not.
Names is important, Mary.
They'll be burying you in an unmarked grave, Alice. And for killing my crew and for sinking my ship, I'll be the one to put you there.
There won't be enough of you left to bury when I'm done with you.
When both of us are done with you, because my bloodlust is going to get you in so much trouble, Mary Merton!
Queen featured the voices of
Rhiannon Mauchel as Captain Alice Conway, Jacqueline Osorio as Lottie, Filthy Jill and the Duchess,
Kieran Davey as Gil and Shora's Shearer,
Catherine Jones as Captain Mary Merton and Putrid Polly,
Matt Graham as Benjamin Boone, Cannonball George and Two Thumb Tom,
David Moss as Jim Ladd, Mr. Bing and Dodgy Rog,
Matt James as Hugo and Wigget,
Andrew James Spooner as Giacomo de Verrazano, Governor Maybeck and Hangdog,
Dan Pye as Commodore Goodsir and Toby Ladd,
Stephen Jobson as Commodore Parrot,
Rosie Williamson as Lizzie and Sybil,
Lucy Claff as Fiorenza de Verrazano, Molly and Martha,
with additional voices by
Kieran Davey,
Matt James,
Stephen Jobson,
Jacqueline Osorio
and Rosie Williamson.
Words by Kieran Davey. Theme composed by Matthew Samer and arranged by Andrew Chamberlain.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.